Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. News about heavy rainfall continues across the country.
Streets overwhelmed in New York State. Back in Central Texas, the region still reeling from those devastating early July floods, and now hit with another round of flash flooding.
This is on the heels of flash flooding last week in Chicago, when several neighborhoods saw up to 5 inches of rainfall in under 2 hours. And this is happening as State Farm home insurance premiums are set to go up by an average of 27%. 27%. We'll get into how this could affect residents later, but first, we started with how flooding in Chicago looks a bit different than the images that we see coming out of places like Texas. More flooding in basements. Here's Kayla LaRiviere, manager of emergency management services for the city of Chicago, explaining the resources that the city offers to deal with flooding.
You know, it's important to remember that flooding is the number one disaster in the United States. And to your point, we don't see necessarily those floods that we're just seeing now in the devastating aftermath of what's happened in Texas. But here in the city, a lot of it is localized. It's in our basements. It's in our streets, flooded viaducts. It's, you know, our lakefront, for example, has had some serious erosion flooding issues. Resources for us is, again, from a communication standpoint, we really need to emphasize that just like heat can kill, flood can kill as well. I think it's important to remember that if you're getting those emergency alerts on your phone, the wireless emergency alerts, or you're seeing our Notify Chicago's, you're recognizing that we're in a serious situation and getting to higher ground, for example. We're working on communicating those out, you know, as soon as we get the alert from National Weather Service. But other resources, you know, include calling 311 and reporting that information to us in real time. We really rely on our residents. If you are experiencing like flooding in your basement, you need to tell us right away, because we won't know what the impacts of the damage are until we're alerted to what's going on. So we always want to emphasize contacting 311, which can include sending us photos. That's when a damage assessment process can start for us. And that's when we're coming out into the community and talking and seeing what more we can do. And if this could potentially qualify, for example, for a presidential disaster declaration.
Yeah, I'm really hearing there just how much you rely on those alerts, right? And this, in the backdrop, we know that the Trump administration has also threatened to cut funding for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. That would affect agencies' ability to do weather forecasting, exactly what you need to do your job at OEMC. So if something like this happened and we were getting less accurate storm and weather predictions, how would the city of Chicago adapt?
We would have to adapt, overcome, and improvise. I mean, there's not an option for us at OEMC to fail. So really, when it comes to getting those advisory watches and alerts out, you know, I'll turn into my own meteorologist if I have to, because I care about my community that much. But, you know, currently with National Weather Service down in Romeoville, that's our Chicago station, we still have a great working relationship with them, you know, and we're working with them every single day to see if they're hearing anything coming from the federal wind. But, you know, for us, at the end of the day, we will be those alerting points if necessary, if National Weather Service for some reason cannot.
If people had to evacuate, where would they go?
Sure. We always recommend going to higher flooded grounds. Anyone can actually look up their flood zone here in the city of Chicago and through FEMA's national website. But we actually, you know, when we talk about getting to higher ground, you know, ditch your car if you need to, save yourself, not your belongings, evacuate, you know, maybe to it's a city facility. We talked about cooling centers, but your police districts, for example, you know, those are safe havens you can go to, your firehouses. Anywhere you need to go to get out of a flood is very important, and to remember that water can kill.
I hope everyone heard you say, ditch that car. I can't tell you how many stories I've heard of people trying to hang on to that thing. And lastly, the city, how's it working to prevent flooding? Like, just let's get this before we even get to the disaster stage.
Sure. So actually, as part of the presidential disaster declaration we had in 2023 for those July floods, we had a secondary one in September of 23 as well. We're working right now with our federal partners to actually receive a lot of federal related grants that luckily have not been cut yet. But that we are working with our infrastructure departments and housing departments to see how we can best mitigate future flooding, because that's something everyone has to remember. You know, I can't control Mother Nature and what happens. Flooding will keep occurring. We don't know when, but it's going to come at some point in time. And so these are mitigation strategies, you know, whether it's raising of street levels to minimize viaducts from flooding. You know, we see that a lot on the west and the south side, or, you know, maybe it's these extensive mitigation measures we're doing on the lakefront right now with the Army Corps of Engineers to protect that lakefront. So we're working with our federal partners as well as infrastructure departments to bolster up mitigation developments.
That's Kayla LaRiviere, Manager of Emergency Management for the City of Chicago. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Now, if you get your homeowner's insurance through State Farm, buckle your seat belts, because you are in for sticker shock. Well, why? Because Illinois customers can expect to see their premiums go up an average of 27% starting this week on Friday. And the reason coming from State Farm? Well, it says the cost of rebuilding after floods and tornadoes. So how is this going to affect residents? In the studio with us is Nidra Sims Fears from the Greater Chatham Initiative. That's a Southside neighborhood that sees a lot of flooding and has one of the highest numbers of insurance claims in the city. Welcome back to Reset, Nidra. Good to see you.
It's good being here, Sasha.
You were listening closely to my conversation there with Kayla from OEMC. Give me your initial thoughts.
Being from Chatham and having experienced severe flooding in my childhood home, I hear what she's saying about flooding occurrences and what you're supposed to do. Our flooding is different, as she indicated. Our basements flood. And so how do you, knock on the fire department or police station and say, hey, I hear that there's a flash flood alert. We might be unhoused because we have a lot of basements apartments. Mm-hmm. Can we come and hang out with you for, 8, 10, 12 hours? I don't quite know how that works. I think that it is an approach, and I think that it is a great way for them to start the conversation. Mm-hmm. Many people in our community, frankly, are not comfortable with the police, and they certainly don't want to up their family and take them to the police department. 30% of our residents don't have cars. So how do they get from point A to point B in a flood? So I think that there are some things that need to be talked through on how you actually notify people who are in flooded businesses or flooded basements. How do they actually get support before water starts flooding in?
So it sounds like there's still, from what you've described, a disconnect there, right, between residents and the city.
Correct.
And some of those options might have not been quite realistic to you.
Exactly, because you're supposed to have a plan, and you need to have public facilities that you can be planned for with.
Yeah.
And so I think that we just need to think about strategically what does that look like when you have families that need to have alternative places to stay.
Right. So let's dig into that insurance piece that I brought up here, Nidra. So according to Consumer Federation of America, Illinois home insurance premium increases, they rose by 50% between 2021 and 2024. So over that 3-year period, and we were second only to Utah. Allstate raised rates earlier this year by 14%. As I just described, State Farm is now raising rates 27%. Your thoughts?
It is really tough. I know in my household, we just changed insurance providers because the rates went up significantly. And it's really hard to think about when you realize that you have not filed a claim, but you're paying for other people who have that claim. And particularly because the flooding in Chicago is so different, that it really is basement flooding and viaduct flooding, as was mentioned earlier. And so it is really more episodic. where we live in Chatham, we're not in a floodplain. Mm-hmm. And so that if you're already on tight budgets, when we think of we're in a Black community and Black people get paid 60 to 70 cents on a dollar yeah. compared to their white counterparts. So we already are working with limited means. And then on top of it, you have your insurance premium going up. And then mm-hmm. it is suggested that you get a premium for flood insurance, it's often really very difficult to afford.
Yeah.
And so it puts people in really terrible situations where they are underinsured when a calamity happens.
Yeah. I want you to stay on that point and tell our listeners more about Chatham and why there are such high claim rates there. It's low-lying.
Right.
Right?
So we have been working with a series of great universities, University of Illinois, Chicago State, Northwestern, and they've been analyzing why Chatham floods, and they're still digging down. But it looks like it really is the sewer system. It's not that we have a high water table. It is really that when it floods, the sewer pipes get filled up, and in theory, they're supposed to go to those big reservoirs on the north and south side of the city.
Right.
The water doesn't get there. Mm. And so where it goes is that we are like think of it as a circle, and there's a one pipe system to the north, and there's another pipe system to the south, and Chatham's in the middle, and that water gurgles up into our basement. 90% of the people who have experienced flooding, it is sewage that is being backed up in their house, and it's because of the gray infrastructure.
So then how is it to file a claim? What's the process then to file a claim? Is it easy? Is it difficult?
It's not difficult to file a claim, but you really have to be very proactive. You have to know what's in your basement. You have to have the receipts for that.
Is flooding always covered? Isn't there some fine print with regard to flooding?
So I think it depends on how the flooding is. So my experience is that the sewer backup flooding is covered. But if it is flooding from cracks in your foundation, that could be very different. And obviously, as you talk about viaduct flooding, so mm-hmm. all of those things are just very different occurrences. Things that happen.
Yeah. And so these increases that we're talking about, they're running rampant. And part of it is because the Illinois Department of Insurance can't regulate and cap rates. They can just review.
Oh, well, that seems to be something that needs to be looked into, because if they can't cap rates, then we're just basically paying for other states that do cap rates,
yeah.
and we're paying for it.
There was an effort. You know, there was a bill that was introduced during the spring legislative session in Illinois to allow the state to cap rates. It didn't go anywhere. It sounds, though, like the governor is at least hell-bent on getting it resurrected. He tweeted recently, he said, "I'm also calling on the General Assembly to enact a legislative solution during the veto session that prevents insurance companies from taking advantage of consumers through severe and unnecessary rate hikes, such as those proposed by State Farm."
Well, bravo for Governor Pritzker.
Does that make you feel hopeful that the leader of the state is paying attention to this?
Oh, absolutely. Leadership matters.
What else are you hearing from folks in your network? Are they concerned about this rate hike and what it could potentially do?
We are concerned because for people who are on fixed incomes or have modest wages, they're really having a hard time. When we look at our homeowners that make less than $65,000, things are tight. And so having these higher rates, as I said, either the insurance lapse or they are underinsured, and
right.
then something happens, and then it really impacts generational wealth because, for example, there's a theme where our houses are typically small. They're bungalows. They may be 1,200, 1,500, 1,800 square feet. And so developers come in, they put in a finished basement, and then the basement floods and the people don't have the insurance to recreate the basement. And so literally a third of their house that might have been in the basement, they have lost a third of their value. And so therefore their house has lost value and they cannot regain it and they lose their equity. And it prevents people from having generational wealth. Mm-hmm. So the lack of insurance and the is really tantamount for people who have built out their basements and perceive that they have value when they are just one flood away 3 to 5 years ago, because 80% of our homes have experienced flooding every 10 years. So it's a real reality. This is not a theoretical one. Mm-hmm. It is hurtful to the families. And when you see people that have lost their values and so they go and they refinance and they can't refinance because the housing value isn't there because the finished basement has been lost.
Yeah. We'll have to leave it there for now. Nedra Sims Fears is from the Greater Chatham Initiative, a Southside neighborhood that sees a lot of flooding and has one of the highest numbers of insurance claims in the city. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Sasha.
This episode was produced by Linnea Dominic, edited by Meha Ahmed, and mixed by Ethan Schwab. To make sure you never miss a conversation, please consider subscribing. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks so much for listening. We'll meet again soon.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.